Okay, now we're on Nun Tes. So we just
according to Riosi, what kind of trees is there shitka on?
You know what? I'm not sure about that. That's a good question. I would imagine that cause that grapes for sure, and the other other trees. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a good question. What? Would Rabbi Yossi agree to the limud?
He doesn't learn the Harecha. He doesn't learn that.
But will he learn? He doesn't learn the Gzeir Shava, but right. But maybe he
so
will.
The Pasuk itself
maybe
will
the Pasuk itself by Geffen will. Acharecha is extra, maybe. I don't know. The whole Pasuk is extra, I think. That's the point. Because we had oilless from another Pasuk, so the whole Pasuk of oil. So I'd have to know what he dashes. It's a good question. I don't know offhand. Yeah. Okay. So now, Hotevun. So now they're going to ask a question on Rabbi Akiva's drasha. Hare Omer Shikha. We know there's Shikha by grain. Hare Lok Siva Harecha. There's no Pasuk Harecha by grain. So why? How do you know that there's Shikha there? So the Gemara says, it's a pretty simple answer. The Pasuk says, Beferish, you don't go back to collect the grain. So, Kamisha Kosav Acharecha, this is very strange. There must be other Pshatim in how to learn this Yerushalmi. This is like one of the strangest Chakavatayas I've ever seen. Anyway, Rabbi Yoina Boy, Hahain Zayas Natufa, Hol Musuyam. So now he has the following question. So we're going. Let's go that there's, according to this previous explanation that we said, that Rabbi Yossi of the time is going, that there's no shikha by zayas ever. So if you have a zayas, which is dripping oil, it's distinctive. So according to Rabbi Yossi, afila hiskilu bo, kami shalo hiskilu bo. Meaning, that the next Mishnah we're about to read, it says that if the farmer began to harvest even from a distinctive tree and then subsequently forgot that there is shikha by such a tree, right? So if you were to have a zayas natufa, according to Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't make a difference. Even if you began to harvest from that zayas natufa and then you forgot, it wouldn't make a difference because that zayas is not shaykh. It's basically, he's saying a simple idea. He's saying that once it's excluded from the parsha of shikha, it's completely excluded permanently, no matter what the case. And this will make a lot more sense once we read the next Mishnah. So that's the that's what maybe we'll even come back and we'll look at it again once we read the Mishnah. Let's read the next Mishnah. So Mishnah Beis, it says Zayis Shemto Ima Bein Shol Shuras Shoshnei Malbedin. We have, and you have a picture here. Basically, you have three rows of let's make it nine olive trees altogether, three rows of three. In between each row, there's going to be a milbane. We're going to learn that that's two strips of land. This is the way it's machlokes. We had to learn this mishnah, but we're going to keep it simple. This is the way he explains it here. So ushachacho, you forgot the middle tree. Eino shikha, that's not shikha. The question is why. Why is that middle tree not shikha? So the Gemara is going to explain that, all right? But for now, we'll just say, let's just put it this way. Either it's because it's distinctive or it's because it's hidden, right? Because it's hidden behind these trees, so you couldn't see it. So just like we said that when you have a sheaf underneath something and it's hidden, so therefore, it's not shikha. See here, this tool might also be because it's hidden.
He didn't know it to forget.
It's going to be questionable what the real reason is over here. But let's just leave it for that. Zayis sheish masasayim, if there's two saw, ushukhocho, eino shikha, that's not shikha. Also because there's so much, right?
On the individual tree.
That, yeah, even on an ordinary olive tree, right?
Same.
That's what he said. Let's see. We said that if standing grain contains two saw, and he forgot it, it's not shikha. So the same thing applies to a tree. Fine. But medvar mamurim. When do we say that it's distinctive, that it's not subject to shikhah? Bisman shalo hiskobo. That's if the owner didn't begin harvesting. Aval hiskobo, if he started harvesting, afilu kizayis and tuva b'shatoi, then even if it is a distinctive tree that it is dripping, and you forgot it, yeshal shikhah, it would have shikhah. Meaning, once you began already, right?
Different than what we learned until now.
What's that?
Because we never clarified that. If you started or you didn't start.
Normally the idea here, normally, the normal simple case of shekha, without before we read this Mishnah, it's you go, you pick your olives off tree number one, and then you skipped over tree number two, and you began doing tree number three. Right. You forgot to do tree number two. Can you go back and do tree number two? Normally, you say, no, you cannot go back. But if it's distinctive, you can go back because you would have remembered that tree.
So what's this much?
So now, that, if it's a special tree, it's distinctive. That's only going to help you if you didn't start tree number two. What if you started tree number two? You started taking the olives off. And before you finished doing the whole tree, you moved on to tree number three and forgot about the rest of the olives.
This is similar to the case where you stopped in the middle of a row and you went to eat lunch, daven, and you come back and you start another row. Is that considered start or not stop? Same thing.
Yeah, similar. Yeah. So the Mishnah says, right, that if it's hiskobo, then it's shayach shikha, even if it's zayas netufa. Now, in the footnotes, I think there's a Tosefta here that learns that this Bamed Devar Mamurim, it may be going on not just this. In other words, we had two cases so far. We had a case of Zayas Sheish Bo Sasayim that we just mentioned, that there's two saw, that's enough to not be considered, right, Shikha. Now, is that also limited by this Bamed Devar Mamurim, that if you started it and there's two saw, that I can also go back to that? So, right? And we also have it regarding the Tufa, because it says the Tufa over here. I feel because I asked the Tufa
B'Shata.
Well, that's the question, you know.
It's a special feature.
In 14, he says, according to one view, the clause qualifies both the previous statement regarding two saw and the previous Mishnah with the distinction. Right? However, others maintain it's only the ruling of the earlier Mishnah, which is Netufa, has a special name. Because after all, if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Bamedvar morim bisman shel hiskobo, aval hiskobo afilu kezayis hanetufa b'shato." It says kezayis netufa in the Mishnah. Why did it do that? If we're talking about the case we just mentioned, why did it mention the previous Mishnah's case of netufa? It should have said afilu yeshpo sasayim. That's what it should have said, right? You agree with that? So that's why there's a sad to say it's not going on everything. According to this view, the qualifying clause of Bamed Devar Mamurim does not apply at all to the case of the tree which has two saw. So therefore, if a tree remains with two saw after the harvest had already begun, it is still exempt from shikha. Okay. All right. Let's go on. Kolzman sheyesh lo tachtov. So, we mentioned it just now, right? You mentioned you're beating the tree and there are olives falling down onto the floor. So Kolzman, the owner, is still collecting olives from the floor, right? Yesh lo barosho. Then, if there are olives at the top of the tree,
He
can still go there, even though he may have, even though he may have finished beating the tree. But Kozman, there's still stuff there.
So
he's no. I didn't say he moved on.
Underneath the tree.
He's still underneath the tree. He's standing underneath the tree.
And he's collecting.
But he's collecting. As long as he's collecting, he's still working that tree. That's what we're saying. In other words, you don't say.
But if he walked away from that tree, even though they're still on the ground, then you say, he's not coming back.
I guess so. I think that's reasonable. I think that's reasonable.
So that's the shechicha.
I never thought about the shechicha on the ground, but I guess I don't see why not.
He says, Habatalia. He says, if there's on the ground, he's going to look up and he says, I have to beat it a couple more times.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
As long as there remain beneath the tree fallen olives that the owner has not overlooked, the olives still in the tree are not considered shechicha. Right. Yeah, you're right. He brings it from the rush. He explains, in the case of the olives, those who gather them from beneath the tree generally check to see whether any olives remain upon the tree. Since the final examination of the tree does not occur until the olives beneath it are gathered, the owner is not considered to have overlooked the olives on the tree until that gathering takes place. Exactly what you said.
So even if he walks away from it? His basket is full.
He went to get another basket. So
yeah,
You're raising a case where she's not discussing here. You're asking me, if you left some olives on the floor and you forgot them and moved on to the next tree, would this exemption apply? I don't think so.
Or not.
If I went to get another basket, I didn't forget.
I'm saying the whole thing of shechicha is very, very sensitive, because a person could say, I went to the bathroom and he didn't forget, but it looks like he's walking away from it.
No, that's for sure not. Well, there's an honor system here.
Right.
Absolutely. You're on your honor over here. When we say that something is shechicha, it means you really forgot it. But I think, absolutely, if you walked away from the tree thinking you were done collecting from the bottom on the floor, who knows how tall the grass is over there? Maybe there's some grass there underneath the tree.
Some shade grass.
Yeah. You buy it in the hardware store.
Avengers, yeah.
And you walked away. I think it would be shechicha. I don't think otherwise. I mean,
interesting.
But I think the main point here is that although you may not have, thought that there was any more, you probably, you hit that tree pretty hard. You're pretty sure there's no more olives in that tree. Your intention is, when you're doing your collection, to collect all the stuff that's on the floor. But you know what? One last look to take a look. So, even as long as you're able to do that one last look, it's not shechicha. But once you've finished, then that's the end of it. Right? That's what it says. Kozman sheyeshlo taktov, yeshlo baroshu. Okay. Now Reb Meir says, now we're on the base, the New Testament base, mishetelech hamachpo, that there's a guy who would go and, I guess, there would be a guy who would be assigned to do this, like checking, post-checking.
He's the beater.
He would go around and he'd see, you think you finished with these trees, give it one last check, And so that guy, once he's done his job, so that's it. That's it. Yeah. So let's see. Amro Boazar, Kenimas Nisal. There's two strips of land between the three trees, and the owner forgot the middle tree. What are we dealing with in the Mishnah's ruling? In the middle, that is to say, what's the reason for it not being subject to shecha? Is it because it's between two strips of land, so that's distinctive? Are there no other olive trees here between the two strips of land? In other words, just because it's between two strips of land doesn't mean you're going to forget it.
There's three of them.
So, imishum shura, and if it's exempt because there's no shecha for a whole row, who wants to win in kashura? Can it be a single shura? Is that judged like a row? Of course not. It's just one tree here in the middle of a row. So, elaye de shura, aye de shuros. Rather, it's exempt because it's hidden by the trees of its row and by the rows of the tree on either side. See, here there's a whole mess. Exactly what's going on over here. 8. It says, the exemption of a tree hidden by other trees is based on the earlier Mishnah in 5-6 that says if grain is overlooked because the poor people were blocking your view or covering it, you know, with some straw or whatever, so that's not shikha. So here too, the tree was overlooked only because it was blocked by the other trees. That seems to be the pshat. But that's only true, he says, if they're separated by two strips of land. If there's no separation between the rows, so then they're more tightly together, then it is subject to shikha. For a tighter cluster of trees is extremely noticeable, and you can assume that at some point he'll take note of every one of the trees individually. So he's noticing the middle tree in that case for sure. Anyway, it's mimetzius over here. It's hard to really, I'm not clear why they had to have these strips of land. And there are different mepharshim explaining these strips of land different ways. So I suggest we might eye into it more if you're interested in this topic. Amar Yochanan, Bezeis Niduyin Himasisa. We're talking about the place called Nod, that you have these olive trees of Nod. And these olive trees were, I guess, very memorable and distinctive. And therefore, they're not.
There's no chiddush.
Subject to shikha. So, what do you need the arugas for?
Saying it's mesuyam. So, if it's mesuyam, there's no shikha.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, the configuration described in the Mishnah is not essential. It's mentioned only for the purposes of identification. For it's common to plant these highly regarded trees in this configuration, surrounded by lesser trees. In other words, this is the way you would do it. You have this super expensive tree in the middle of, you know, a group of other trees in this like garden configuration.
It's the queen tree.
It doesn't have to be node. Anything else which is also of value to the owner. Since it's practice to check on it frequently, just like node trees, so even other trees would also not be subject to shikha. Now we're on Samach Aleph. Is Tanei Tanei Shenimtza? Some Tanoim said Shenimtza Omeid, that it was found standing. What did that mean? Shenimtza again. The Mishnah says Zayis Shenimtza Bein Shalosh Shuros. It was found. Okay, and others say Zayas Shenimsa Omeid Bein Shalosh Shuros. It was found standing, which is the way we have it. So, what's the difference? Mande Amar Shenimsa Masayla Reb Yochanan. If it says Nimsa, then it's like Reb Yochanan means that it is the tree of Node. Mande Amar Shenimsa Omeid. If it's standing, then Masayla Reb Elazar, who says it's talking about it's in this configuration. So that's the idea here is the fact that it's found there, it's special. So the node tree is found, so it's special. Or is it it's not special. It's based on its position within the three rows that make it shikha, and therefore that would be more like Rabbi Elazar's shot, that it's an ordinary tree, but it's hidden the way we're explaining it. So that's the idea. So based on this Gersos, that's basically the Gemara. Okay. Kol Tov, thank you very much.